From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Andre Ameko reports for Porcupine Soup that after over a week of protests from students, parents, and community members, Catskill school officials still aren't explaining why they suspended their high school principal and a music teacher, but they are letting the principal come back to work. Catskill school principal Junot Shah will supposedly be back to work this week, while chorus teacher Michelle Storis Ryan remains suspended since February 28th. Storis Ryan allegedly made a joke about getting out tape for mouthy students, and then one student mockingly put tape on her mouth. Shah allegedly was suspended for not taking any action against a chorus teacher for the incident. Sarah Pickens Burden, president of Catskill Music Parents Association, claims Shah was reportedly under investigation for, and I quote, inaction, end quote, and Storis for, and I quote, harming a child, end quote. Hundreds of citizens turned out for multiple protests at the school last week, with some students allegedly boycotting classes. The Catskill Teachers Association put out a statement on March 9th saying, and I quote, "The outpouring of support from the community has been overwhelming. We have been patient while the district has gone through their process, hoping for a fair resolution. We are deeply disappointed that the district has not returned our member to the classroom and that she is being prevented from guiding her students as they prepare for their upcoming performances," end quote. The Catskill School Board said little, with this statement coming out last week. And I quote, "Superintendent Dan Wilson promptly initiated an investigation to thoroughly examine the matter. The investigation process follows standard procedures established to ensure fairness and impartiality. These procedures include gathering evidence, conducting interviews with relevant parties, and adhering to legal and ethical guidelines. Throughout the investigation, confidentiality is maintained to protect the privacy and rights of all individuals involved," end quote. Organizers of the protest are hoping for a large public turnout at the Catskill Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, March 13th at the high school. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Andre Ameko reports in Porcupine Soup that more than 200 people turned out on March 7th for a first public hearing about a proposed massive redevelopment plan at the former Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club on Round Top. Though most of the crowd was skeptical of the plan, the story does not quote anyone against the proposal, only those in favor. The proposal would remove the resort's 18-hole golf course and add 87 new buildings with 127 hotel units, a 91,500-square-foot main lodge with a spa, restaurant, and bar, a second restaurant, multi-use barn, tennis courts, pool, helipad, and 288 parking spaces. A group has created a SaveRoundTop.com website and has also placed signs around town against the proposal. The California-based developers Henry Countmarch and Donald Chick of RCBG JV Manager LLC acquired the property from the local Massman family last April. Planning Board Chairman Joseph Hassenkopf said the public hearing about the proposal will remain open until the project is, and I quote, "sufficiently reviewed," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli warns of a looming, and I quote, "enrollment cliff," end quote, for the state's public and private colleges because of a change in the state's demographics in a new report. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "declining enrollment over the last decade has already hurt the finances of several public and private institutions, forcing a few to downsize or to close their doors," end quote. In December, the College of St. Rose in Albany announced it would permanently close. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "New York's future depends on our institutions of higher education staying competitive by ensuring they are affordable, are diverse, and nurture a spirit of innovation and community in their students," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at wgxc.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.